As long as I'm free. That's what this stands for, yeah. As long as we're free to come up on a rock and roll stage and say whatever the fuck we want, that's what this stands for, right? Seemed like if you had an opinion that wasn't the same one, I don't know, I just feel like whatever our opinion was, and it was definitely questioning, not the soldiers that were sent over, not the job that they were committed to do, but it was the foreign policy that was being set up and putting our guys in harm's way, and wanting to know that there was a real deep reason that it was unavoidable. And it seemed like by saying that, we certainly weren't cloaking ourselves in the flag, but it seems like the people that were in disagreement with that, it seemed like they were cloaking themselves in the flag and using that for their benefit. So since we can come up here and say whatever we want, I just want to say, you know, have you seen me? I notice I've been spitting a lot tonight. And that's why I picked up the flag and I'm moving over here, just to make sure you didn't think I was doing that. But again, taking the opportunity to use the microphone and say anything I want. If you notice that Celine Dion, when you watch her, she never spits. And she pounds her chest a lot like she's got something in there.
She's trying to get out.
But you know, she's part of the Sony label, and I've also been noticing that Sony Electronic puts out a lot of like little robot dogs and things like that. I was thinking that maybe she was a robot. Strictly made to make money and work as hard as they wanted her to. But if that's the case, they sure put in too much ego. There was an ego chip, they put too many. But I don't think that's it. I don't think that's the reason why Celine Dion spits. I think it's because she swallows. See, so what are you gonna, you know? You can't, So somehow we're gonna try to go from that. See, you know, we don't just insult a few Americans here and there. We'll go after the Canadians as well. What the fuck? All right, so somehow we're gonna try to go from that to, I think it's one of the most, the music is poignant. Mike McCready plays it with us. It's called Present Tense.